AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The bodies of 8 backcountry skiers were found and one remains missing after an avalanche near Lake Tahoe in California. 6 people survived. Sheriff Shannon Moon says the goal is recovering the deceased.
But the snow and the unsure conditions are creating an issue to making sure that we can safely do that. We did have a conversation with the families of the folks that are still outstanding and let them know that our mission has went from a rescue to a recovery. It's a difficult conversation to have with loved ones.
Heavy snow and the threat of additional avalanches slowed the rescue effort in the mountains near Castle Peak, northwest of Lake Tahoe. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says he wouldn't put anything past this president when asked about potential U.S. military action toward Iran, but he insisted President Trump must get approval from Congress before conducting any military action. This is White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
The president has always been very clear, though, with respect to Iran or any country around the world. Diplomacy is always his first option, and Iran would be very wise to make a deal with President Trump and with this administration.
The UN Security Council is holding a high-level meeting on the Gaza ceasefire deal and Israel's efforts to expand control in the West Bank before world leaders head to Washington to discuss the future of the Palestinian territories at the first gathering of President Trump's Board of Peace. The Transportation Department says more than 550 commercial driving schools in the country that train truckers and bus drivers must close after investigators found they employed unqualified instructors, failed to adequately test students, and had other safety issues. The department has been aggressively going after states that handed out commercial driver's licenses to immigrants who shouldn't have qualified for them ever since a fatal crash in Florida in August. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. New investigations are starting in France connected to Jeffrey Epstein.
In an interview for France Info, Laure Bacot, head of the Paris Prosecutor's Office, says one case covers sex abuse crimes, including human trafficking, and the other case focuses on financial wrongdoing. Bacot is calling on possible victims and witnesses to come forward and says they will use newly released information to build a broader picture. She says older files will also be reviewed in light of new revelations. One such probe into modeling agent Jean-Luc Brunel, a friend of Epstein who was accused of rape and trafficking minors, was closed in 2022 after Brunel was found dead in his jail cell. Other high-profile Frenchmen touched by Epstein investigations include former culture minister Jack Lang. I'm Jennifer King.
Members of the nation's only unsalaried legislature in New Mexico are asking voters to reconsider their volunteer status. They want to get paid. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.